This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. With this last election, a 30-page initiative, which was put forward in Washington State, passed. And it was called, or is called, Initiative 1639. They do a lot of initiatives there in Washington State. And there's a lot of you listening right now in Washington State. So you know what I'm talking about. Well, here to help me do a breakdown of what this is going to mean and what needs to be done and other such details is I have a local businessman there, and he's a local gun businessman. The company's name is Arrow Precision. Any of you that buy AR-15s, you probably are very familiar with them. And this gentleman, he is the business development manager for Arrow Precision. His name is Chad Larson. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. Second time's a charm, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I-1639.
Yep.
You guys have reached that rarefied air where you're up there with Massachusetts and Hawaii and California.
It appears to be moving that way. Yep.
Yep. You already had 43 gun related laws on the books and regulations. What does this one bring that you guys didn't already have?
So Washington State was different made a difference between purchasing pistols and purchasing rifles, and they really tried to kind of basically do incremental gun control laws here in the state. 2 years ago we had a four years ago I-594 that was passed. Basically, no longer allowed private transfers. You had to go to an FFL to do an actual 4473 for transfer instead of, doing a private party transfer.
Universal background checks.
Yeah, universal background checks, basically. So with this one, it's, again, incremental, restrictions into our rights, basically. In order to purchase a pistol in Washington State, you basically had to submit to some additional restrictions. Basically, the state likes to do their own background check and their own, list of who's got what pistols, et cetera, kind of a thing. So they tried to add a new classification of these assault rifles, a new made up term, basically, and right. Then made those follow the same restrictions that we make pistols follow. So
now, 1639 was a result of the fact that they couldn't get anything to happen legislatively.
Yeah, that's correct. So they've had – Washington State's kind of an interesting state when it comes to firearms. You know, I've heard it said more and more times there's more gun-owning Democrats in Washington State than any other state. So, previously they bring up, these gun control bills, assault-weapon bills, in the state legislature. Pretty much every year, and typically they never make it out of committee. They just kind of come up to whatever, the Seattle, basically, the big city – representatives like to bring up these, gun control bills to try and show their constituents they've done something. They never make it out of committee. Everyone's happy for the most part because, you know, the people that want to show they're trying to do something, say, well, I tried. The people that know that it's not good, it's not going to help, you know, that doesn't make it out of committee. So, now they've moved towards the initiative process where they can basically, you know, buy votes for the most part or misinform the public, depending on how much money they want to spend and get those passed. 594 was the, you know, the first test of that, basically. And, 1639 now is their next attempt to do the same thing, you know, incremental restrictions, you know, for firearms. So
we're going to talk about I-594 in a minute, because I know a lot of provisions of that are either unenforceable or not being enforced. And EIEIO with any of these initiatives, if the legislature had decided to pick this up and say, well, you know, we know you guys voted for it, but since you guys don't understand how laws work, we're going to go ahead and shoot you down. Can that happen in Washington State?
That can't happen through the legislature, but the Supreme Court has. The state Supreme Court. It has happened before some other initiatives. Basically, had initiatives, was that like 10, 15 years ago, maybe 20, with the $30 car tabs where, the state kept incrementally adding more and more fees to the state car tabs. And Washington State had an initiative to basically restrict the amount of dollars they're allowed to charge, you know, for car tabs. And that got approved. And then it did get thrown out by the state Supreme Court, basically saying, well, exactly what you said. Like, well, you guys may have introduced this initiative and you may have passed it, but you really don't understand what you really need. So we're going to declare it null and void. So.
Now, with this law, when they passed it, and this was sort of a list of things they wanted to do, but for example, the Class C felony for somebody gets their gun stolen, which they worded it to where you allow access of a prohibited person. Is that like a big thing in Washington State? I mean, I know a lot of people live there. I did not know that you guys aided and abetted all these felons voluntarily.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, that was one of the big complaints, too, about that was they mandated safe storage, you know, requirements for the firearms, but they never really define exactly what safe storage is. And basically what it came down to, what I read in the initiative, was that they wanted you to include a gun lock with it, and they would consider that as to be kind of safe storage. But it's not really spelled out, you know, very well or defined clearly in the initiative. So, it's anybody's guess. I mean, does it matter if it's, you know, locked up in your vehicle when you're, you know, running to the grocery store and, you know, your heroin addict knocks over your car or breaks into your car, steals your gun, and then goes on a shooting spree with the police? I mean, it's not very clearly defined as to what that actually, you know, is going to entail. So,
well, and here's the other thing. How are they going to enforce this? Does this mean that the Fourth Amendment is suspended and they can come into the house and check and make sure you have safe storage?
Yeah, exactly. That's another portion where it's not really clearly defined as to what does that actually mean. I mean, they need to define safe storage before they can even have law enforcement officers to know what they're looking for, right? And we're really good with a lot of the police departments and fire departments, but mostly police departments here in Washington State, specifically Tacoma Police Department. The guys there love our stuff. They come into our shop all the time. They're busy with actual crimes. They don't have time to go for some kind of alternative, you know, crime, like possible crime. They're busy fighting actual crime that is out there on our streets, trying to make the streets safer. They don't have time to, you know, be knocking on people's doors and say, do you have your firearms stored safely? Can we see them? You know, it's just, it's a ridiculous part of that initiative. So.
Now, I saw where Dave Workman is talking. He was talking. You've got some doctor out of Boston University. He was like pushing the state firearm laws database and looking at you know what? I'm about to run out of time. So before we go down that pathway, tell everybody where they can find Arrow Precision, if you would, please, sir.
You can find out all of our stuff on our website at arrowprecisionusa.com.
Some of the best parts you've ever seen. I mean, the lowers and the uppers and the rails that match them, the paint schemes they've got on them is it's outrageously good. And it's I like a gun that's not just a black gun, Chad. So I'm sure you're getting to develop a whole lot of business with that one. And when we come back, I want you to tell us a little bit about Arrow Precision before we continue on down the I-1639 path, what Arrow Precision does precisely. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to another purveyor of very fine accessories. I'm talking to Chad Larson. He's the business development manager at Arrow Precision in Washington State. What exactly is Arrow Precision for these uninitiated?
Well, we're a manufacturer of mostly AR, MSR receivers, parts, accessories. Now we focus on, upper receivers, low receivers, handguards, scope mounts, basically everything that you need to make your own AR-15, we manufacture. So,
literally everything, right?
Just about,
every single part. Now, I want to ask you about this. Have you seen this? What is it? HR 7115 or 8115 or whatever it is?
Yeah, as soon as that came out, that was forwarded to me, and it was that was pretty far reaching on that. So,
I want to ask your opinion of this. Now, I don't know how long you've been in the AR building game. I don't know how, and you're probably not as old as I am. But during the assault weapon ban, when there was no civilian market for all of this stuff being developed, nothing was developed for the M16. Platform. At that time, when I got out of the Army, we had the M16A2, which was a disaster of the three-shot burst shenanigans. But nobody developed anything for it from 1994 to 2004, to the point to where it was beginning to look like a national security issue, because we were not keeping up, even with the Soviets, with their, they had the AK-74 in the works, and they had gone from the 47 to 74, and we didn't know it, but I guess the 12 was coming up, the 102 was coming up. They were moving on.
Yep.
And when that happened, this assault weapons ban, in the name of virtue signaling, we were sacrificing safety. Now, this HR bill that they've got, this House resolution that they're trying to push out there, this would be worse than any assault weapon ban, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I was regulating parts and then even the marketing of parts. So.
Yeah. I mean, are they going, in the language of the bill, would they actually be outlawing the parts, or would they just be saying, you can't sell them and you can't talk about selling them? Or, I mean, how would that work? Because this is supposed to be about 3D gun printing, right?
That was part of it, yeah. Banning 3D gun printing, and then also 80%ers basically requiring them, if you completed it, you're required to take it into an FFL to be serialized and then recorded. It was pretty funny, actually.
So they're trying to go after the people that do the home stuff, because I guess too many people have been listening to Kevin DeLeon down in California with the ghost gun and the high caliber 30 shot magazine that can
magazines, yeah.
Yeah, the 30 caliber magazine that can empty out in a half a second. And
yeah,
I mean, do you guys have any of those parts that will actually do that? Because I'd really like to see that, if that is the case. I mean,
we do have some GoFast stuff for demo, but that's just about it. We did actually do a ghost gun lower based on his statement, so we had it. There was some splay selector marking. It was called the ghost gun. And then, yeah, the full auto position was like a half a second, you know what I mean, to show how they could empty their 30 caliber clip magazines in half a second. So that was actually a pretty popular thing when we came out with that. It's pretty funny.
Now, do you guys, are you actually an OEM for some of these other manufacturers out there?
We do. We were a big-time OEM when we first got started.
Right.
And then that kind of tapered off a little bit. We still have a few OEMs. But we've really focused on our own brand over the last decade, really. So,
who was the one that decided, we're going to get away from the just standard black and go with some really I like a gun that stands out. As somebody who promotes a gun or reviews a gun. I like a gun that stands out, so it's easier, and it's, you know, I don't have to keep on constantly holding it up. It's, your eyes are just drawn to it. Then if it works, of course, that's even more gooder. So who was the idea? Who had the idea? Because your designs, the designs at Aero Precision, are some of the best radicalized ones I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was really it was more of a team effort. When I first started here, we focused mostly on receivers. I wanted to expand that. Then started offering, you know, flat dark earth and OD. So we started offering a couple of other colors of receivers, for Cerakote, you know, a titanium, tungsten, bronze, just some really rich, nice looking colors that would allow people to kind of make their own unique firearm. And as a manufacturer, volume manufacturer, we were able to send, you know, lots of parts down at one time so that these coating companies could, you know, do them in bulk and then save money. And we were able to pass that on to consumer. We had that going for about a year. Right. And then when we had our marketing manager started, Brian and I basically kind of kicked it around a little bit and decided to try doing this monthly builder set thing, to where we would do, you know, either a single color or just something custom, but do all the parts, the upper, the lower, the handguard, trigger guard, et cetera. By the time we started looking into doing that, we branched into manufacturing all those parts. So we wanted to make it a set where you could buy. And basically, it was already coded. You didn't have to send it off to a circular and wait, pay, you know, as much as you paid for the receiver set for the coating, because it takes time to do, you know, custom coatings like that. So
right.
So we've been doing about three years now. And then we started working with some other Cerakoters about doing some patterns, doing some camouflage patterns and some custom things, you know, battle worn finishes and then camouflage Cerakote finishes and then Hydrodip finishes. And we've even done a different color anodized set once as well. But yeah, it's been really popular. It's a great way to be able to buy a set that's already done, and you can fill it with all the parts that you want, whatever trigger, grip, stock, barrel, et cetera. You know, the coating's already done.
Yeah, I can imagine the ones that you guys have are that's not something you're going to get back anytime soon. We're coming up on the next break. One more time, if you would, please tell them where to find Aero Precision. For those of you who want to buy some parts and home roll, you know, roll your own gun, where would they go?
Our website is aeroprecisionusa.com.
When we get back, it has been postulated by Alan Gottlieb at the Second Amendment Foundation that I-1639 almost outlaws self-defense. We're going to talk about that and a few other details with my guest from Aero Precision, Chad Larson. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Democrat Stacey Abrams announced Friday that Brian Kemp, her Republican opponent in the Georgia gubernatorial race, would be certified as governor. A defiant Abrams said this is not over.
Make no mistake, the former Secretary of State was deliberate and intentional in his actions. I know that 8 years of systemic disenfranchisement, disinvestment, and incompetence had its desired effect on the electoral process in Georgia.
Abrams also said she'd be filing a federal lawsuit to challenge the gross mismanagement, in her words, of Georgia's elections. A federal judge on Friday ordered the White House to immediately reinstate CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's security pass, siding with the network and other news organizations. In a written response, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said there would be more decorum at the White House and some rules and regulations would be put into place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Chad Larson, he is the business development manager for Arrow Precision in Washington State, a AR-15 parts purveyor, and I mean all of them, every single part. I don't know if you saw this, but Alan Gottlieb at Second Amendment Foundation is out there saying that 1639 will basically outlaw self-defense because you're going to constantly have to have your guns stored in a safe place. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, again, it goes back to with a lot of the, you know, undefined terms in this initiative as to what that actually means. You know, what does safe storage actually mean? And what are they going to prosecute if they decide that you weren't actually storing it safely? So it could be pretty far-reaching depending on who wants to interpret, you know, the wording of that law. So,
right. Do you guys have concealed carry in Washington State? You do, don't you?
We do, actually. So our Washington State is actually a shall-issue state, so as long as you're not prohibited from owning the firearm, you can go down to your local law enforcement agency, fill out the paperwork, and you'll get your permit, you know, within state requirements the state requires you receive it within 30 days. And then they're good for 5 years, and then they're easy to renew every 5 years. So,
So how will this affect concealed carriers?
It shouldn't really affect concealed carriers. The one thing that it may affect is right now in Washington State, when you purchase a pistol, you are subject to a wait period if you don't have a CPL. If you do have your CPL, it was fill out your background check. NICS comes back approved. You pay your money, and you're out there. You're good to go. With this bill for assault rifles, a term that they've made up in there, now you're subject to those same requirements, but it's a mandatory 10-day wait. So, and they've also added a fee in there too for this bill, too, a mandatory $25 fee to help with the additional processing requirements that they're going to have to keep all the records and process these additional checks and stuff. So it's interesting for sure.
So, what is the penalty besides it being a Class C felony? If somebody comes to your house and robs your house, and steals your guns, are they going to come and arrest you for somebody? What if you have a gun safe? I mean, do these guys understand that a gun safe, as most gun safes are portrayed, can actually be broken into in about, I don't know, what? What do you think, about 90 seconds?
Depending on how fast your guys are cracking a safe, absolutely. We're friends with some guys here in Washington State that are, cell safes, and they know exactly how to do that. That's their specialty. It's being able to get into a safe that they don't know. But when you watch someone who knows what they're doing break into a safe, it's very scary, especially as a gun owner myself. So like mine, I have a dedicated room for my safe that has, motion sensors and alarms on the doors to make sure that if anybody ever gets there, the alarm goes off. But even with a large safe bolted down, it's still, there's no way to protect it 100%. So how far do I have to go, to meet these requirements for this initiative for safe storage? I feel like I've met those, but it's not really defined in the initiative. So,
And that's the thing, though, isn't it? I mean, a real true gun safe costs about $6,000. One that is actually a safe that would be considered the same kind of safe you would find in the bank. And that's because the safes that you buy typically at some of these places, like, say, I don't know, Costco. I saw one at Costco the other day. They're hollow, right? They're hollow.
Yeah, exactly.
And
the
walls are hollow and they're thicker. A real gun safe has the door lip itself is the actual thickness of the steel. So it's not very thick at all, but it's also much harder to break into because there is a lip where the bars actually pop in versus with the pseudo safes that if you're not a safe cracker, you can't get into as easily. When I had one of those and I tried to get one that was just too heavy for somebody to pick up and run away with. And I figured if they could pick it up and run it away with that one, 700-pound one, I probably didn't need to try to stop them. But So it has, I mean, knowing this, knowing what I know about this and what you know about this and how layered it has to be, gun owners are going to have to basically become the same kind of secure set up as a gun shop, aren't they, in order not to run afoul of the law, because we don't know what they're going to take into consideration if somebody breaks into your house and breaks into your $2,000 gun safe.
Yeah, exactly. You feel most gun owners are responsible and they store them safely. You may take steps to make sure that they're not laid out, or they're not, there's no way for someone to break into your house and just walk off, with all your guns. So how far do you actually need to go? Do you need to have 24-hour security in your house just to watch, your personal collection? I mean, what is it actually? And then to go back to your point, that's exactly true. If you have to lock up all your guns in the safe all the time, then you can't defend yourself. What is actually safe storage? So.
Now, Second Amendment Foundation being in Washington State is sort of fortuitous because they can, they do really good with lawsuits. And they really haven't had time to respond because they first had I-594, now they've got 1639. Although I've heard that the NRA is joining them in a lawsuit. Is this because of how this is just a stupid bunch of overlapping little, California's got a 10-day waiting period, so let's go with that. And these guys have got safe storage, so let's go with that. Did they look around and say, I want one of those and two of those and three of those?
Yeah, it's you kind of get that impression, right? Like it's what some other states done that they could kind of, you know, do and follow. So the initiative, though, before even making it on the ballot, you know, there were several lawsuits against it from the NRA and from the Second Amendment Foundation for several reasons. Like it didn't even meet our requirements for an initiative. They're supposed to put the entire text, you know, of the bill on the forms or make it available at the places where you're signing to, you know, to support the initiative to actually get on the ballot. And they didn't follow that. So, you know, the Second Amendment Foundation filed a lawsuit against them saying it doesn't meet the requirements. They had one judge that stirred out because of that, but it got immediately kicked up to the state Supreme Court. And the state Supreme Court said, well, we need to be able to put it on the ballot anyway, because you can't throw it out unless it's actually on the ballot and approved in the first place. So it was very ridiculous. We were, as gun owners, we were really happy that that was going to be a possibility because, you know, it didn't meet the legal requirements to even make it on the ballot. But the state Supreme Court said, well, we're going to put it on the ballot anyway. So, there's a lot of things in that bill that are, you know, they're against the state constitution, against many different aspects of our state constitution. So, you know, actually, after we got done talking yesterday, the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation filed their lawsuit now that it actually passed. So,
I want you to hold on for me one more time. We're going to talk about a couple of other things before you have to take off. Arrow Precision, you can go check them out. If you're looking to build an AR-15, well, this is one place where you can buy it all. You can get it all shipped to you. It's already color coordinated. All the hard lifting is done for you. All you have to do is put it together and make sure that gas system is put together in the right way, and you are working. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Chad Larson. He is the business development manager for Arrow Precision, and we are Arrow Precision is out of Washington State, and we are discussing I-1639. Now, 1639 is running into the same thing 594 ran into, Chad. I noticed that there's one local police chief in Washington that says he's not going to enforce it.
Yeah, I got a lot of that, too. That's Eastern Washington for you. That's where I'm from. So that was he was proposing Second Amendment sanctuary cities, and I got a chuckle out of that. It was pretty nice.
Now, with 594, which was their previous initiative that was passed, that was a 19-page, also unconstitutional gun control initiative, and it was – now, what is the difference as far as the money? Because, 594 was bankrolled by a bunch of billionaires. What was the – how much money did the 1639 proponents get together against versus the pro-gun people?
Same thing. So it was backed by a bunch of rich billionaires. The money that I saw, or the numbers that I saw, was they spent about $5.2 million on pro 1639 with Paul Allen donating about $1.2 million of that, and had several other donors that were, over a half million dollars. As far as against 1639, there was about just over $800,000 that was raised and spent. Against that. A lot of that was a grassroots, stuff that was done by locals here, especially in the state. A couple of different dealers, actually, of ours, really took charge on that to try and, get the information out there, get stickers, get yard signs, et cetera, out there for everyone to understand what Bill actually did. So,
when this was passed, a bunch of gun owners in Washington State showed up at some protest and then opened, because part of I-594 was the universal background check, right? So they openly, in front of the police officers, transferred guns in front of them that particular day, and nobody got arrested. Some, I mean, law enforcement's really not down with all of these gun initiatives. How is it when these guys are proposing these laws and they're pitching it to the public, when law enforcement comes out and says, there's no way for us to enforce it, or we're not going to enforce it, or this is unconstitutional, or this is against my oath, or whatever they say, and the public still votes for it?
What? Yeah, it's, I can't. Every single law enforcement agency, group of agencies in Washington State basically came out in against 1639, basically stating that this there's no, terms aren't defined. You're trying to criminalize mostly law-abiding gun owners for things that may or may not they have anything to do with, i.e. getting their firearms stolen. It was amazing to me the amount of people that still supported it after all these agencies and organizations in the state for law enforcement basically said this is not going to do anything and it's not going to be enforceable. But
one thing I saw about I-594 now, it was 2 years before they actually prosecuted anybody on not going for the universal background check. A guy sold a Phoenix Arms HP-22,
yep,
and that was used in a murder a couple of days later, and he sold it in a private purchase, which, I can do that in South Carolina all day. I could sell every gun I got. You could come meet me, and I could just open up my trunk, and it would look like a thing, out of Taxi Driver, where they're selling the guns to Robert De Niro. So,
yeah.
Which is not, it's my private property. I should be able to do that without the state getting in the middle of it. But this Alliance for Gun Responsibility, why are they? How many anti-gun organizations are in Washington State?
I keep seeing all these names of ones I've never heard of before, and I don't even know, because the fact that they're even there amazes me. Most of them are based in Seattle, I'm sure, and have, basically millionaires, billionaires funding them to do, to do what they want. But as far as this 594 is concerned, as soon as it passed, I believe actually Second Amendment Foundation filed a lawsuit to get it overturned as being unconstitutional, and from what I remember, they threw it out at that time because no one had actually been convicted of 594, so they couldn't say it was unconstitutional. You look at the same article I was looking at where it was 2 years before someone was actually convicted of it. And as far as I know, the person who stole it or the person who pulled it, both of them were ineligible to own firearms in the first place. So
right.
That was why that was the first conviction with 594, was because, it actually was using a crime. And the fact that it took 2 years for it to actually have any kind of effect or even be enforced was pretty telling of how important of an initiative that actually was.
Well, here's the other thing about this, and this is just like it is with background checks anywhere. They had, by 2016, they had 50 private purchases that were turned down due to the universal background check, and yet nobody was prosecuted over trying to buy a gun.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Now, isn't, based upon the way they write this law and put this law together, if they're not going to enforce key provisions of it or just parts of it, right? I mean, was there like a penalty phase in there for like if you try to buy a gun and you're a prohibited person and you're trying to obtain a gun? I mean, that's okay. We're trying. So basically, they're trying to commit a crime and nobody ever said, well, okay, read him his rights,
yeah, exactly.
Dano.
Yeah, they just stop the purchase. They don't actually prosecute them for being a prohibited person from trying to purchase in the first place. So, yeah.
So is that an indictment on the background check system, the way they aggregate all the information, or is that them just saying, well, we're not really interested in stopping, crime. We're interested in stopping gun purchases.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's more towards the gun purchase than anything else. I mean, none of those 4473s that are denied are there's a very small percentage of those that are ever actually prosecuted. So
the other thing I've seen is that, according to the FBI, Washington State is not really complying too much with it.
Yeah.
Now, we know how much yard call this place home.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Glenn Phillips of the Phillips Law Firm. Our passion helps.
That was on your end. I was wondering what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there.
here's the thing about this. It's a law that they can't even enforce.
Yep.
And is it fair to say that I-594 is a failure?
No, I would say it's absolutely a failure. I mean, just that article right there, the fact that only one person has ever been prosecuted on it in the last 4 years. I haven't seen if anybody else has been, but as far as I know, they haven't. As far as I was aware, the Second Amendment Foundation, was ready to take it back to the Supreme Court if someone was actually convicted of it that, wasn't a prohibited person. So,
yeah.
As far as I know, this is the only conviction that was ever done because of 594. So.
So it wasn't, and law enforcement isn't upholding it, and they're not prosecuting people for trying to buy guns. So, yeah, I would classify. And now you've got law enforcement coming out, at least one police chief saying, I'm not going to enforce this. And I had heard a lot of police chiefs and sheriffs were going against this. So, is there going to be, I guess we'll have to, we're about to run out of time. We'll have to, we'll have to re-examine that at a later time, but, we're going to have to come back to this because Washington State is trying to be the leader, and they're going down. Some of this stuff is just crazy. That Seattle gun tax thing, that was crazy too. So, and I don't think that stopped any guns from being bought. They just didn't buy them inside Seattle city limits. Anyway,
exactly.
Arrow Precision. Arrow Precision. You can find them online at arrowprecision.com. Is that right?
ArrowPrecisionUSA.com.
ArrowPrecisionUSA.com. So if you're looking for parts, go check that out. Chad, thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Got to look at these laws as they occur in these states. So, hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.